In the Warren County Radio Bible School today, we're going to look at a little piece that I found at the end of one of these old Sunday school lessons called A Reader's Guide. It's a reader's guide to the Bible. You know, if we know how to use our Bible, we'll know where to turn to read for strength and comfort and instruction and hope and help in time of need. There's places we can go. When you worry, when you grow bitter or cynical, when you leave home for travel or labor, when your prayers grow narrow or selfish, for Jesus' idea of prayer, for Paul's rules on how to get along with men, when you think of investments and returns, for a prophet's picture of worship that counts, and for the prophet's idea of religion. And we're going to be reading those places suggested for those various things as we continue this program. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now, in our reader's guide to the Bible, this is what you need to read when you worry. Matthew chapter 6, 19 through 34. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon the earth, where moth and rust consume, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth consume, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness! No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he'll hold the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore I say unto you, be not anxious for your life, what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than food, and the body more than raiment? Behold, the birds of the heaven, that they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, and your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are not ye of much more value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add one cubit to the measure of his life? And why are you anxious concerning raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. Yet I say unto you, that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God doth so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you? O ye of little faith, be not therefore anxious, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Be not therefore anxious for the morrow, for the morrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Now, if you grow bitter or cruel, then or critical, then the suggested reading is 1 Corinthians chapter 13. If I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I'm become a sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And if I have the gift of prophecy and know all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have faith so as to remove mountains, but have not love, I'm nothing. And if I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and if I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profiteth me nothing. Love suffereth long and is kind. Love envieth not. Love vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not its own, is not provoked, taketh not account of evil, rejoiceth not in unrighteousness, but rejoiceth with truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Love never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall be done away. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall be done away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I felt as a child. I thought as a child. But now that I am become a man, I have put away childish things. For now we see in a mirror, darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know fully, even also as I was fully known. But now abide of faith, hope, love, these three, and the greatest of these is love. Now for the next reading, we're going to the book of Psalms. This is Psalm 121. And it is suggested that we read this before we leave home, either to go to work or to go on a travel. It's one of the songs of ascents. Let me read the 121st Psalm. I will lift up mine eyes unto the mountains. From whence shall my help come? My help cometh from Jehovah, who made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. Jehovah is thy keeper. Jehovah is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. Jehovah will keep thee from all evil. He will keep thy soul. Jehovah will keep thy going out and thy coming in from this time even forevermore. Now, if in your prayers you grow narrow or selfish, then it is suggested that we read the 67th Psalm. This has an inscription for the chief musician on stringed instruments, a psalm or song. God be merciful to us and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us, Selah, that thy ways may be known upon the earth, thy salvation among all nations. Let the peoples praise thee, O God, let all the peoples praise thee, O let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou wilt judge the people with equity, and govern the nations upon earth, Selah. Let the peoples praise thee, O God, let all the peoples praise thee. The earth has yielded its increase. God, even our own God, will bless us. God will bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Now, to have Jesus' idea of prayer, we suggested two passages. One, Luke 11 and verse 13. If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? And the other is Matthew chapter 6, verses 5 through 15. And when ye pray, ye shall not be as the hypocrites, For they loved to stand and pray in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have received their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy inner chamber, and having shut thy door, pray unto thy Father, which seeth in secret. And he that seeth in secret shall recompense thee. And in praying, use not vain repetitions, as the Gentiles do, for they think they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not therefore like unto them, for your heavenly Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask him. After this manner therefore pray ye: Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven so on earth. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors. And bring us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Now here is what to read about Paul's rules on how to get along with men. And the suggested reading is Romans chapter 12. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service. And be not fashioned according to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace that was given me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but so to think as to think soberly, according as God has dealt to each man a measure of faith. For even as we have many members in one body, and all the members have not the same office, so we, who are many, are one body in Christ, and severally members one of another. And having gifts differing according to the grace that was given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the portion of our faith. Our ministry, let us give ourselves to ministry. Or he that teacheth, to his teaching. Or he that exhorteth, to his exhortation. He that giveth, let him do it with liberality. He that ruleth, with diligence. He that showeth mercy, with cheerfulness. Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. In love of the brethren, be tenderly affectioned one to another, in honor preferring one another, in diligence not slothful, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer, communicating to the necessity of the saints, given to hospitality. Bless them that persecute you. Bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that rejoice. Weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind one toward another. Set not your minds on high things, but condescend to the things that are lowly. Be not wise in your own conceits. Render to no man evil for evil. Take thought for things honorable in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, be at peace with all men. Avenge not yourselves, beloved, but give place unto the wrath of God, for it is written, Vengeance belongeth to me. I will recompense, saith the Lord. But if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Well, we're going to continue this in our next program, reading as a Bible as a reader's guide.